The Adass Visual community, especially in Melbourne, is a largely unknown story and untold story, which is why we wanted to tell it. It's been around since after the Holocaust. It was established in the 40s by survivors who arrived in Australia from mainly Hungary and Czechoslovakia. They started to rebuild their shtetl, their villages from Europe in Melbourne. So they virtually exist in a world of their own, and that's to say that they have everything from their own ritual circumciser all the way through to their own cemetery. In fact, the Adass Israel Cemetery was Melbourne's first ever Jewish cemetery. Now,
Amazing.
the general community have their own cemetery, but Adass built everything for themselves, in part because they wanted to replicate the shtetl world that they had, and in part because they're so orthodox that even the other ultra-Orthodox communities aren't Orthodox enough. So they have Rabbi Beck as their leader, and everything has to be under his authority. So they have their own kashrut authority. They have their own butcher. The other butcher's not good enough for them, not kosher enough. Everything has to be according to their very, very strict rules. And they are literally Australia's most ultra-Orthodox community.
How
And there's
many
about...
people are we talking
Yeah,
about?
so that they have a you know, they're so self-sufficient, they have their own directory. And in the directory, every year it lists all the families. So there's something just over 200 families. And more or less, we think there's about an average of 10 children per family. So it's around 2,000 people.
Oh, well, they very much keep to themselves from what I understand. So how did they react when you approached them, and why did they agree to be filmed and interviewed?
It's a good question. And the first reaction was apprehension on a number of levels. First of all, Adass Israel, by definition, they do not engage with media. And that's to say that they live in a world of their own. They don't engage with the outside world. And they definitely don't engage with the media because, as you can understand, for pious people like themselves, engage in material that is not kosher, shall we say. The second response was one of apprehension that we would broadcast things that were not appropriate, that doesn't necessarily fit into their worldview. So it was a long series of conversations and discussions, and we had to also convince them that we weren't being asked by SBS to produce an investigation. And what we pitched to SBS was that we wanted to open a window into their secret world, because SBS came up with this idea to have a series of films about subcultures. We absolutely showed the three cast members who are featured in the film what we had produced, mainly for factual accuracy and not for their stamp of approval. But we also knew that in the course of filming, we understood what the boundaries were. And you know, when you go into a 1.5 to 2 year process with people, you build their trust. And we weren't making an investigation here, so there was no intention to find a gotcha moment.
So what were some of your other challenges?
Well, you know, the community is not homogeneous in some respects. That's to say that whilst they're all extremely ultra-Orthodox, some are more open to the outside world than others. So there were and there are some members of the community who didn't want us to film, but we followed three individuals. So at some points, their lives became communal and they were involved in communal activities. So at those junctures, we had to be sensitive.
Did you have to prepare in any special way?
We just had to be mindful of some of the more insular members of the community who really didn't want media at all and didn't want us around the community. And we understood that and we respect that. But we were following three people and they had agreed. The senior elders of the community had agreed, so we were fine.
You must have had some expectations or assumptions of some sort. Was there anything that surprised you?
Look, I had been the editor of the Australian Jewish News for 5 years in Melbourne when I lived in Melbourne, and I'd actually written a big feature about the Adass Israel community. So I was quite well au fait with the community and with their practices and their insular, reclusive nature. But even still, I mean, just to see their own cemetery and to understand that it was the first cemetery in Australia, and just to be part of a breed of a ritual circumcision inside that community, and even just to be allowed into their complex, which, you know, I'd been once before, but I hadn't been to all the little rooms and synagogues and prayer halls. And the biggest thing for me was, because the film takes over a year to make, we became immersed in their world. So it's not just the synagogue, but now when I walk along the high street in Ripon Lee, I see it through different eyes, because I know the people and they say hello, and I know which shops are Adash shops and which ones aren't Adash shops. And it's quite remarkable that in the middle of St Kilda, Ripon Lee, there is this small community who live in the centre of modern multicultural Melbourne. And it's I think it's in many ways it's a beautiful thing.
They seem very happy, self-sufficient. Do any of them exhibit any doubt about their way of life, the way they leave the community?
Well, that's a good question again. And they say that there is very little of the problems that we in the broader community suffer from. Very little drugs, very little domestic violence, if any, very few divorces, very few people leaving the community. And of course, there's exceptions in every community, and there are one or two people who have left the community. But by and large, they seem to not only be surviving, but thriving. I mean, they're growing. I think they're becoming more ultra-Orthodox, not less. There are more Adas schools. So Adas has its own Adas Israel school, but there's now another one or two satellite schools that are filled with Adas kids that are as ultra-Orthodox or even more ultra-Orthodox. I think one of the cast, Shlomo, says in one of his interviews in the film, he says, you know, everybody knows everybody, and most people are related by now. He says after that, and, you know, some people stick their noses into other people's business, and the inference is that, you know, it can be a bit much at times.
So what's the future for this community?
Well, there was once an article by a former editor of the Australian Jewish News who wrote that, you know, my great-grandchildren will probably wander around Melbourne one day into the future, and the only remnant of Judaism they'll see is Adas Israel. In other words, in his opinion, they will be the last stand. When all the rest of us have assimilated, Adas will still be there. He's probably right.
That is quite a remarkable statement.
Yeah, if you were to look into the future, when if you take, you know, a long-term view of how assimilation is affecting the rest of us, Adas will probably still be that.